Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Boiled Frog, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Opsa and their family in Oman, Gus, Hank, and Margaret and their family in St. Louis, Mira and Uma and their family in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, Xavier and Zoe and their family in Seattle, Jethro and his family in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Michaela Klein and her family. Thank you so much, Michaela, Jethro, Zoe, Xavier, Uma, Mira, Margaret, Hank, Gus, and Opsa. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Boiled Frog. Once upon a time, in a little kitchen in a little house, a frog named Frug was getting ready for dinner. Well, to be more exact, the frog was getting ready to be dinner, even if he didn't know it yet. He was sitting on a strange tile counter in a little cage, thinking about how his day was off to one strange start. The morning had been normal enough. He'd been hopping through the swamps and marshes and fields with his best friend, Gurp. They were exercising their powerful legs, launching back and forth. It was spring, and the flies and worms and grubs and all the other snacks were out in swarms. For weeks, it had seemed that all Frug had to do was leap with his mouth open, and he'd catch his fill without even trying. Thanks to all that eating, Frug had gotten a little round and a little slow. He was still fast enough to catch the bugs, especially the worms, who barely even seemed to be trying, but he wasn't quite fast enough to dodge the net that suddenly swung out of the grass.
"Hey, what's the big croaking idea?" he shouted.
The net lifted, and Frug found himself staring into the gangly eyes of a human girl.
"Papa, I caught a frog! I caught a frog!"
A larger man came over with a brown sack.
"Excellent job, and it's a plump one. We'll be able to sell him at the market for sure."
The frog was grabbed from the net and dropped into the sack. It was dark and smelled like moldy potatoes, but there were some flies at the bottom, so Frog didn't mind. He happily munched away until he fell asleep in the warm bag, gently swaying on the man's hips. Hours later, he woke up to bright lights as he was moved from the sack again. When he blinked the stars out of his watery eyes, he had found himself in the little cage in the little kitchen. It had been quiet for a time, but suddenly a burly human bustled into the room.
"Ah, bonjour, allô, mon ami," he said, running his meaty hands over his hanging pots and pans. "The chef is in. And now, without delay, we can begin to work our magic."
He started to hum a little song as he pulled down pans and pots and spices and veggies. Frog watched him curiously. Like all animals, he understood a little human, but the concept of a chef meant nothing to him, since the little frog ate all his bugs raw. He said to himself, rubbery lips pursing. "This human's name is Chef, but what is he doing?"
The chef seemed to notice the frog staring and laughed aloud, slapping his rotund belly.
Oh ho ho ho! Jacques has brought a big frog back from the market, he said. Merci! You look like you have eaten well. Almost as well as me. Oh ho ho ho!
He said, laughing and slapping his belly again.
Fresh from the swamp, so. Mon Dieu, you need to take a bath in the tub. Let me work my magique, Monsieur Opsalot.
He took a big, thick-bellied pot, all scorched at the bottom, and set it on the happily burning stove. He poured in water. There were herbs and spices and even little bits of onion and carrots to snack on. All in all, it looked like it was going to be one perfect bath. Frog laid back in his cage and watched as the man added things to the pot.
A bath? He said to himself. For me?
Much like chefs, cooking pots were a foreign concept to Frog. He knew all about baths and pools and ponds and puddles, but cooking pots? To the little frog, they just looked like peaceful little pools.
Make it nice and warm, please.
He couldn't believe he was getting his own bath. If only his friend Gurp could see him now. The chef straightened his white coat and tasted a big spoonful of the water. Frog thought that was a pretty silly thing to do with bathwater, but humans seemed pretty silly in general, so he didn't think too much about it. The human turned and lifted Frog's cage so he could peer inside.
Are you ready, ma croquis little monsieur? Ah, bien sûr.
He smiled at the frog, and Frog did his best to smile back. After all, it was awfully nice of the man to prepare Frog such a special bath with all those herbs and veggies and things to snack on. The chef scooped the frog from the cage and tossed him to the boiling pot.
Oh, voilà! In we go!
The pot was really bubbling now, and Frog couldn't wait. All his baths were pretty lukewarm, so this was going to be something special. He hit the water and let out a massive ka-croak of pain. The water was too hot. Like, way too hot. Like a flat rock cooking in the sun all day hot. Gosh, it might have been as hot as the sun itself. Luckily, Frog had always been a mighty jumper. With a great kick of his long and lanky legs, he leapt from the pot and back onto the counter. His body stung all over, and while he sat there in shock from the burning water, the chef scooped him back into the cage.
Oh, a little too hot to begin with, eh?
The chef said, laughing again.
Way too hot, Frog agreed in his head.
Maybe humans liked baths that hot, but frogs absolutely did not. The chef poured out most of the bubbling water and added some fresh water and then tested it with his finger.
Ah, much better. Now this is a proper bath for my petite green monsieur.
He scooped Frog out of the cage and back into the pot. The chubby frog tensed up, but this time the water was warm and nice. He sighed happily and spread out, floating next to a chunk of carrot.
Ah, he said, rolling to float on his back. Now this is a bath fit for a frog.
Frog lounged back in the pot, enjoying the water cozy around him. It was as warm a bath as he had ever had, and he found he couldn't get enough. Beneath him, the stove crackled with fire, and slowly, the water in his pot grew warmer and warmer. Before long, it was hotter even than before, when he had jumped free. The fact was, the chef knew an old secret. If you throw a frog into boiling water, they'll jump out, of course. But if you put them in something nice and comfy, and then raise the temperature slowly, a degree or so at a time, the frog will stay put. They're so relaxed they don't even realize that they're being cooked. Frogs are a lot like people in this way. Sometimes when people are in a bad situation, they won't even notice because they're so comfortable. It's easier to relax than it is to change. Frogs are the same way in a hot pot. So even though he was slowly being boiled into frog soup, all Frog could say was, "Ah, what a heavenly bath." People came and went from the kitchen, dropping off more things for the chef, But the little frog ignored them until a familiar voice came echoing into his pot.
Hey! It was his friend, Gerp. Hey, frog, what are you doing in there?
Oh, hey, man, Frog said, lounging back on an onion slice. Got my own private bath here. You want to pop on in?
Gerp wasn't in a cage. He had been brought in a box, but he had leapt out of that with ease. He hopped up on the pot handle and stared down into the water.
I don't know, man, he said. It looks pretty hot.
The fire under the pot was crackling along. Frog thought the water had probably gotten a little warmer, but it was hard to say how much. It was starting to bubble up a bit, though.
No, it's fine, he said to Gerp. Come on in.
I think I'm good out here, Gerp called back. I think you're going to get hurt in there, man.
Oh, lily pads. I've been in here for a good long while now, and nothing's gone wrong yet.
The chef walked in at that moment and saw Gerp sitting on the edge of the pot.
Oh, ho, 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 another petit monsieur. Are you looking to take a dip as well, mon ami? Let us get you into the tub with your friend. Here we go now.
With one heavy hand, he snatched Gerp and threw him into the pot. With a startled croak, much like the one Frog had made earlier, Gerp jerked and leapt free of the water with a splash.
There is no need to be so dramatic. No, 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 no,
the chef shouted, an annoyed look on his friendly, ruddy face.
It is just a little tub. S'il vous plaît, think of it as a spa day with your friend, monsieur.
But Gerp wasn't having it. With a mighty leap, he hopped up on top of the cabinets where the chef couldn't reach him. The heavy man threw up his hands and stormed out, looking for someone to help climb.
Ah, frog! Gerp shouted. Get out quick! We need to escape before they come back! Escape? Asked Frog. Whoever escaped from a tub? I've been enjoying it a lot, especially before you showed up.
Ah, that water is boiling hot, said Gerp. They're gonna eat you.
What? Eat me? Humans always cook their food, remember?
Frog suddenly realized that the water around him was hot. More than hot, it was starting to burn him. A quick look showed him a bit of his legs were already beginning to turn from froggy green to angry red. It had happened so slowly, he hadn't even noticed.
Oh, they're cooking me, he shouted. What do I do? Ah, get out, roared Gerp.
Frog tried to jump, but he couldn't. The heat had sunk into his bones and he felt like his muscles were jelly.
I can't! You have to!
Gerp was right. It was either find the strength to jump here and now or let the humans cook him up like a boiled potato.
Aha! There he is!
Shouted the chef, returning to the kitchen with a young boy in tow.
The frog on top of the cupboards. He is a fasty one. A mad hopping monsieur, to be sure. Now!
Screamed Gerp, who made a mighty leap for the window and escaped outside. Frog coiled his long, lanky legs and dug deep for every boiled bit of strength, and then he leapt. He came rocketing out of the pot like a hawk and gave a mighty, though soft-boiled, croak as he soared past the chef's shocked face and right out the window.
Mon petit messieurs, the chef cried after them. Ma soup is escaping! Ma monsieur soup! No, pas possible! After them, boy!
But it was too late. Frog and Gerp were long gone, leaping and bounding and bouncing back to their swamp. Luckily for Frog, frogs are fast healers, and the chubby little guy was healed and back to normal in no time. But even though he didn't have any scars you could see, he never forgot the lesson he learned. He would tell all the little tadpoles all the time. It was a good lesson for them, and it's a good one for people, too.
Remember, kids, it's easy to miss how bad things are when you get there little by little. Sometimes, you need to pause a moment, look around, and really make sure that someone isn't boiling you into soup. Because if you wait too long to get out of the pot, you might already be dinner.
The end.
Today's episode, The Boiled Frog, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.